Governor Kevin Stitt vetoes legislation dealing with prescription authority. A new option is coming for parents looking for resources related to school choices, and the OKC Thunder are back in action at home tonight. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 29th. Governor Kevin Stitt has vetoed a bill that would have allowed providers like nurse practitioners to independently prescribe certain drugs. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports, Stitt says these professionals should not have this power.
Senate Bill 458 is authored by Midwest City Republican Brenda Stanley. It would have allowed advanced practice registered nurses, which includes providers like certified nurse practitioners and nurse midwives, to order and administer certain drugs. Stanley argued during its hearing on the Senate floor that it would help combat the state's physician shortage in rural areas. Stitt says in a news release that these professionals can set up clinics in rural Oklahoma and practice in primary care settings. But he doesn't think that they should be allowed to prescribe certain drugs without a physician's supervision. He's requesting the legislature explore other ways to attract healthcare providers to rural communities through things like tax credits. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma has a new Office of School Choice. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on Superintendent Ryan Walter's announcement at yesterday's State Board of Education meeting.
The new office will be within the Oklahoma State Board of Education. Walters says it's a, quote, one-stop shop for Oklahoma parents seeking information and resources related to their child's education path.
What we will be doing is moving staff, hiring some additional staff to ensure that whether it's a charter school, a private school, through vouchers or tax credits, whether it is homeschooling options, whether it's open enrollment or open transfer, we want to make sure that parents have one place to go where they can navigate what their options are with their child.
There was no mention of when or exactly what resources would become available. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
An Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals judge has a pretty direct message for the folks tasked with carrying out the state's backlog of executions. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth has that story.
In audio obtained and first reported on by nonprofit news outlet The Frontier, Judge Gary Lumpkin's message is simple.
Man up. And if you can't do the job, you step aside and let somebody do it that can.
Lumpkin was addressing Attorney General Gettner Drummond. The current time between executions is 60 days, but Drummond and the Department of Corrections are arguing for that to be extended to 90.
People need to suck it up, realize they've got a hard job to do, and get it done in a timely, proficient, professional way.
The Frontier reports the Court of Criminal Appeals has not yet issued a ruling on the extension, but Drummond argues more time is needed to properly prepare and avoid botched executions. I'm Robbie Korth.
The OKC Thunder play the Phoenix Suns at the Paycom Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Oklahoma City could be without star point guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the matchup due to his recent quad injury. With only 10 games left in the regular season, OKC is currently tied for second-best record in the Western Conference and will look to make a final push to secure the Western Conference's number one seed. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.